You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Razabani for IFL TV, proudly sponsored by Everlast. With me on Zoom, the knowledge, Spencer Fearon. Spence, firstly, how are we doing? How's the family?
I'm all blessed. I say Alhamdulillah. I mean, I'm really, really good. So yeah, I'm blessed, man.
Good to hear. Spence, we all knew it was going to be Jermaine Franklin, but it's been officially confirmed. Anthony Joshua returns back into the ring. 1st of April, London O2 Arena, a stage and an arena where he hasn't fought in a very, very, very long time against Jermaine Franklin. And Jermaine Franklin is someone we know who fought Dillian White. Your immediate reaction?
I think it's a good fight. Technically, it's a good fight. It's also a engaging fight. Big up to Anthony Joshua, who is now working with Derek James. Who's an acclaimed trainer, trainer of the year as well. So I think it's a good fight just to gauge the progression of Anthony Joshua. I always say it takes about 5 fights for you to get truly accustomed with your new trainer. And I think with this here, this is an African American style of fighting. You're going to be taught that kind of style. He's been taught. Let's go back. It was with Garcia, and Garcia was working with Fernandez, and their usual base of that's kind of like the Mexican style of fighting, right? If you go back to Robert McCracken and Sims, that's more the European British style of fighting. So it's an evolution. So he's gonna have to grow with that, the evolutionary change. So if he can do that and then most probably fit in, I think it's going to take a little while for him to fit into that, because he's going to be in a camp now where he's not the star boy, right? Financially, he's the star boy, but you're not the star boy when you got Errol Spence in there, you got Charlo in there, you got an undisputed champion inside that gym right now, and then also you have a unified champion inside that gym who holds 3 of the 4 major world title belts. You're not the star boy. So I think that's going to be kind of a good thing for Anthony Joshua, because he's not going to be model coddled anymore, right? And I know James very well. We just fought me just a minute ago. And it was when we had, myself and Tundi had Derek James on the Fighters Right, and we said, listen, how did you feel like Anthony Joshua didn't come to you? Because he went out to Texas, he went to everybody else, but he didn't go to Derek James. So Derek James felt a little bit aggrieved by it. But I think it was a simple schoolboy error, because I know AJ's team contacted Eddie Hearn and said, all right, then get us with Charlo's trainer. But remember, there's 2 Charlos, right? So one's training with Ronnie Sills, and that's why Ronnie Shields was brought into the camp. But Ronnie Shields isn't that guy who's going to be really hard on you and room when you're training, right? He's like that come fight time, but inside the camp, he's not that guy. Derek James, he don't play, you know. Derek James is a serious man. right? Ex-fighter himself, Derek James, a serious guy, very accomplished trainer, and I'm glad that he's getting his flowers now. And I think it's excellent that Anthony Joshua is there just for the fact that iron sharpens iron, you're going to be around. Anthony Joshua, him being in the camp, Anthony Joshua was a star boy, right? He was a star boy that fundamentally got into boxing late. So your learning is going to be capped to a certain level. It's going to be capped. Now you're going to be in a gym where there's other guys around. Like I said, iron sharpens iron, and that will raise his game plan, I believe.
Well, let's talk a little bit about Jermaine Franklin. Obviously, we know of him because of his fight with Dillian White. People were split. Some said he had won the fight. Either way, it was a very close fight, Spence. But we saw him cause problems to Dillian. Can he cause problems to Anthony Joshua? How much of a risk is this for Anthony Joshua?
He can cause problems to Anthony Joshua. I'm going to be real with you. This is not a foregone conclusion. But, and this is the but, depending on the mindset of Anthony Joshua, and it was me and you when they were talking about he should fight Fury, remember? And I went out loud saying, should never fight Fury right now. He needs to recalibrate, right? He needs to rejuvenate. He needs to get his mind on that level to go in there with somebody like a trained assassin, right? Technically a trained assassin in Tyson Fury, because there's no trick in the book that Tyson Fury don't know. And Tyson Fury even brings some of his own tricks, right? So, no, I want him to rebuild. And this is the rebuilding. And not only that, I think by the aura of Anthony Joshua, he sat ringside and watched the Dillian White fight and thought to himself, I'd knock out Dillian now, you know? Right, on that performance. I believe that's what he thought. But because how aimably Franklin boxed, and many people did think he won, because I gave it to Dillian White by one round, right? And I was trying my best. I big up Richard Fox. I did the scoring up for Pitch Boxing, right, for their app. And it was a hard fight. So, and many people gave that fight to Franklin. I remember Curtis Woodhouse gave it to Franklin by about two rounds. All right. So it was one of those kind of fights, right? But I'm not making excuses for Dillian, but I know that he was going through personal things and tragedy of losing family members and stuff like that. So I'm not bringing an excuse, but I'm just saying those things did happen. Right? And he was getting accustomed to a new trainer in Buddy McGurk. Anyway, that all done and said and done. And Joshua once we sat there and said, well, I'll knock out both of these brothers. Right? And I also think it's a nice way to think, okay, then on behalf of Matchroom, you didn't get a win. You didn't get a win, but you're a recognizable name now because, you know, it caused contention and it split opinions about that fight with Dillian White. And here you now have another bite out of the cherry, which is a bigger bite out of the cherry now. So your mouth has to be really wide and your teeth have to be very sharp to bite into that cherry, because now you've got Anthony Joshua.
Spence, coming off back-to-back losses now, how much pressure is there on Joshua that there is no other alternative but he has to win, or people will start questioning whether he has a future in the sport of boxing?
If Anthony Joshua loses this fight here, he's done. Let's just be real. At world level, he's done. But if he was to lose, he'd still end up getting a Tyson Fury fight. He'll still end up getting a Deontay Wilder fight because he's Anthony Joshua. But realistically, the aura that he had, completely done. Styles do make fights, the old adage that is played out. But styles really do make fights. Like A can beat B, B can beat C, but A can't beat C. Right? It's one of those kind of things. Right? This is boxing. Right? I go historically and tell you, like, when certain guys fight certain guys, you know what I mean? George Foreman knocks out Ken Norton and Joe Frazier, right? Joe Frazier and Ken Norton both beat Ali, but Ali in October of 74 knocks out George Foreman. So it's one of those kind of things, how you want to gauge it and how you want to look at it. So styles make fights. This is a decent fight. This is a good fight. I still see Anthony Joshua coming out victorious. And I think that we're going to see a more vicious and a more thoughtful and a more precise Anthony Joshua that we haven't seen in a long while. Because you could have done it against certain guys when he's on the come up. You know what I mean? Old Michael Sprott and those kind of guys. But I think Anthony Joshua is going to revert back to that Anthony Joshua. But we're going to see a little bit more in it. That's this is what I believe, Right? I could be mistaken, but that's what I believe that we're going to see.
I saw an interview today from Dominic Ingle. I think it was, I believe, yeah, it was on Boxing King Media. And Dominic said that Anthony Joshua has already peaked.
Mm-hmm.
Billy Nelson did an interview on IFL TV and he says Joshua has plateaued. He's almost just, as you plateaued, you know what plateaued means. But what do you make of those two statements from Billy Nelson and Dominic Ingle?
They're entitled to their opinion, right? I ain't knocking Billy Nelson, right, to say that Andy Josh has peaked, because Billy Nelson could be correct in saying that he's peaked. Dominic Ingle could be correct in saying that he's peaked, right? How many fights did Dominic have? How many fights did Billy Nelson have? Okay, I rest my case. Do you get what I'm trying to say? And that's not me having a go at them. I'm just telling you, right? It's crazy how we're saying Andy Joshua's peaked. He's peaked because he lost to Usyk, who historically is going to go down as an all-time great. Let's be real. Usyk's going to go down as an all-time great. Yeah, he came in second best against Andy Ruiz because he got caught. He's heavyweight boxing. You get caught with a guy and it could be done for you. And we're saying he's peaked. Has he physically peaked or has he mentally peaked? When we're talking about Anthony Joshua peaking, where has he peaked? Now I'm saying a change of environment. Yeah? You can rejuvenate cells by a change of environment. Because we all knew what was going on when he was in the camp. Like, Andy Joshua was the boss. He doesn't go by his own admissions. He was the boss. You know what I mean? I speak regularly to Andy Joshua, so I know certain things. So I'm saying, come out of the environment, the comfort zone of you being the boss. Come out of the comfort zone where you got all your little gas men around you. Now you're in America now. You ain't got no gas men around you, right? I think that we're going to see a more vicious Andy Joshua. Reason why? Because even though Errol Spence doesn't talk, the wicked talk can go on like a bad man. Errol Spence uses intimidation in fights. Reason why? Because every shot that Errol Spence throws at you, they're hard. He doesn't really tap and then throw a hard one, you know? Every shot's hard, right? And every shot is precise and crisp. Charlo is a different thing. Charlo is looking to intimidate you before you go into the ring. And when you're in the ring, and then even after a fight, they want to talk smack about it, right? So certain things are going to rub off where you're going to see, like, on certain mentalities. Because people are going to look at Andy Joshua and say, well, would you modicoddle to a world title? If you're going to break it down, you say, oh, well, maybe he was modicoddled. No, because there were still good fighters there that he beat. So I don't want to hear that he was modicoddled on a way to get the... No, because he still beat certain guys and became heavyweight champion of the world and defended it multiple times. So give Andy Joshua some credit for that. Because let me tell you this now, Anthony Joshua and every fighter in the UK right now, because of Andy Joshua, he brought a lot of money into the game. And even down to like YouTubers, right, who don't know nothing about boxing, who weren't interested in boxing, were guys who were talking about football, guys who were comedians, guys, all of a sudden now, because of that bubble that he brought, everyone jumped on that bubble. So let's not try gun Andy Joshua, because Andy Joshua's done a good thing, because what Andy Joshua did was, because he wasn't the archetypal person that grew up in the game, who was around boxing since he was like 10, 11, 12 years old, was in it, was sticking up the Mike Tyson posters on his wall and those kind of things. He didn't grow up in boxing like that, right? On a difference, you know, like someone like Tyson Fury, he did grow up in boxing like that, who had all the boxer collections on VHS, right? Right? Different. Now, so he's kind of playing catch up to try and say, well, let me become knowledgeable on this thing or all the rest of it and blah, blah, blah. Don't matter. Can you fight? I believe that Andy Joshua can fight. And I think this is a good fight to gauge it and hopefully can get through this fight. And then we can see him and Dillian White. And then after that, if he gets through Dillian White, then we can see Joshua and Tyson Fury. That's how I see it going.
We look forward to it, Spence. It looks like it could be a heavyweight monster of a month in April with Joshua going on the first, Joyce Zhang 15th, I believe, and then Frank Warren has confirmed that Usyk Fury, the date that they want is the 29th. So it could be a crazy month of heavyweight boxing. Just moving on, Spence. Sorry, you want to say something?
No, go on, continue.
Just moving on. DAZN today announced their new price points for subscription on their platform. I'm sure you've seen it, but if you haven't, I'll just say it. We started off DAZN at £1.99, it then moved to £7.99 with the same terms and conditions, and now it's moved with those same terms and conditions to £19.99. Is it worth it?
So what's that increase of, like 200% from the beginning, round about that, right? Absolute piss take. I'm setting, and that's that. You know what I mean? It's a liberty. Right now, especially in the UK, I know people are going through crisis, right? Recently, you know, I constantly do this homeless feed and all the rest of it, right? Certain people you wouldn't believe would be going through it, are actually going through it right now. I think that is ludicrous, right? I've been fortunate that I can afford to pay for it, but it's ludicrous because when fights ain't on, I don't even watch the zone. I'm just being real. And that's not me fighting down the zone because I love Akan Barak because they're my guys. Me and them are very, very close, very tight, right? Love Addy as well. Tony Bellew's my guy from way back when. But the content's not on there because what am I going to fight app for if I'm not seeing regular competitive fights on a weekly basis? So therefore, I could justify paying that money. That's wrong. And that's that. And that's not me having to go at these guys and blah. Oh, you'll never get a ticket for another matchroom fight again. Or no, you're taking a piss, Eddie Earn, and the rest of the people behind it. You are taking a piss, right? Because that's a liberty. You're charging big, like, it's gone from $7.99 a month, yeah? $7.99 to $19.99. Look at the
same terms and conditions. Obviously, right. You can get it slightly cheaper, but your terms and conditions will change because you'll be tied in to a longer contract.
Right. So, therefore, a lot of people are going to walk away from it. And the thing about it is this, you're going to have to come with some real content, right? Not no mixed business and all that kind of, no. Some real boxing content for us to say, right, well, this is the reason why I'm going to keep it. I can be justified to keeping it. You know what I mean? Because I know right now people are going through crisis. Because I've witnessed it. You know what I mean? I've witnessed it where I've seen it. There are people who are going through crisis. And they're going to do this money heist on us. And I wouldn't even mind. Like, straight away, they should be putting adverts everywhere. Bigger and better show. We're putting on this show. We're going, da-da-da-da, buh. And then you think, well, you know what? It's worth it. But they're giving us the same thing? No, brother. That's wrong. That is wrong. And many people are going to cancel their subscriptions. They're going to cancel it, and it's wrong. And the thing about it is this. When the zone first came in, I was saying, you know what? Fair play to Eddie Hearn. They ain't come just to take part. They've come to conquer. I was clapping and congratulating these men, right? And I'm thinking, right, but then I'm not seeing the quality of the shows. Especially in the UK, I'm not seeing it, right? And they banked on Canelo and Anthony Joshua, right? Canelo lost against Bivol, even though he beat a very, very old Golovkin the other day, right? Does that, right? Is that going to hold us? That's not the thing that's holding us. Right? Anthony Joshua unfortunately comes second best twice against Usyk, right? And that fight wasn't even shown on the zone at the time when it was shown. It was shown on Sky, right? So these are the things that we've got to take into consideration. So I'm saying to these guys, because I don't laugh at people's demise at all. I don't. Because I want people to win. But your demise isn't affecting me. But what I am saying is just don't take the piss with paying customers. There are a lot of boxing fans out there that they'll argue and they'll say, well, I'm going to have to cancel it. Reason why? Because and people know, if you've got family, you're going to know. I've been blessed with four beautiful children. If you have got bills to pay each month with mad gas electric bills, it's ridiculous. You know what I mean? Soon I'm going to start lighting candles around it, right? It's ridiculous. Everything's going up on price, right? Car insurance. You know what I mean? We're fortunate we've got a few cars. Car insurance has gone through the roof now. It's doubled, right? And then they're not even going to come and say, we're doubling the price. You know what I mean? We're going to throw the price up by 150%. Come on, man. Come on.
Spence, also part of Anthony Joshua's next fight that it's actually not on pay-per-view. But the That's reality right. is, it
it's
seems
not,
like
it's
they've,
not
they've dressed
it, have
it up.
To be, it doesn't have to be on pay-per-view. If the Zona, we're paying $7.99 a month, and now they charge you $19.99 for the month, they don't need to put that fight on pay-per-view because effectively you're filling a gap of those fights. That's what you're doing. And that's a liberty. And that's I'm just being real. That's wrong. That's wrong. You know what I mean? Because I know there's people out there who are hardcore boxing fans, right, who... You're forcing people to illegally stream fights now. That's what you did.
That's actually quite a strong statement and a valid statement. I've spoken to a number of my friends today as well, Spence. We've said almost the same thing as yourself. You know, it's a massive increase at difficult times when we're all struggling. Everyone is struggling in different ways, and it's going to leave us no alternative but to find other avenues to watch fights.
Bruv, That's what I'm saying to you, yeah? It's in my opinion, I just believe that's wrong. Right? And that's not me not having nothing against none of them guys there, because everyone feels happy to hate on Eddie Hearn and all the rest of it. No, I'm not hating on you. I just think it's a piss take. Because originally when you first come, you said, well, pay-per-view's dead. Now we've got this own pay-per-view. You know what I mean? So what's going on there? You know what I mean? You know what? On certain things, it's like people can get away with. You could say something and it be untrue, or then you could say something. Your intentions are what they are at the time when you say them, but then you find out, well, we got to do a little bit of changing here, right? But this here now, everyone's laughing and calling it dead zone. They're laughing. I told you, I don't laugh at people's demise. But by doing this move right now, unless you're not going to show us some big fights, you say, well, the next fight for Anthony Joshua is going to be free to air and it's going to be against Deontay Wilder, then maybe, just maybe, you can justify us paying that. Or maybe if you turn around and say, oh, well, Canelo's next fight is going to be against Beterbiev, right? Maybe, just maybe, you could say, you know what? Boy, you know what? I'm going to pay this money a month time. But if you're giving us, you can't justify it. I'm sorry, you can't. It's wrong.
Spencer Fair on IFL TV. Thank you very much. Sports Social
Podcast Network. Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.